This is Phil Henry, and we are at the Overlord Flotation Center here in Ventura, California. I'm going to turn it over to you, Overlord Wilcott. Okay. Here is Overlord Bugs Wilcott. Thank you, Phil. This is Overlord Bugs Wilcott, newly ascended and flotated as of last week, where I went through a performance and an undertaking known as the Solo Act. I was lowered. I was then immersed, drenched, hosed off, wiped down, and immersed yet again. It was the final shedding of ego. And it was then, and only then, that I elevated and floatitated to
Overlord status.
That was me doing that, talking through my hands, because part of the duty of an overlord is to embellish his voice, to create it bigger and more profound than ever before. And we do that by cupping our hands around our mouths and saying,
Overlord!
As if we're on a rock station and it's 1968. I come to you today not with glad tidings, but with a critique. I come to you with a heavy heart. I come to you with almost an anger and a sadness. I come to you, those of you who have followed the steps, the travails, those of you who have followed the ego immersion, the ego explosion, those of you who have followed me through many a hill and a valley, I come to you to say, you let me down last week. In anticipation of my flotation, as we rehearsed with the overlords, and some of them very important people to me, Overlord Casper, Overlord Lefty, and One Eye, as we rehearsed, and eventually did indeed air the flotation enterprise and exercise, the criticism was heard that, quote, I thought it would be bigger than that. I thought it would be more expansive. I thought it would be a huge celebration. Boy, was I disappointed. On and on it went. After I'd gone through the humiliation of what is called living through the crack, that is, staring at yourself through your underwear. That is, in other words, lifting up a leg, looking underneath that leg to see your life. That's what I went through during the flotation, enterprise, and celebration. I found myself reduced to the age of 4, looking at my finger and describing what was on the end of it after I had it in my nose, looking at my finger and describing what was on the end of it after I'd inserted it into my own rectum. I was talking about these things. Talking about looking at what was in my diaper and throwing it against a wall. Talking about looking at my mother and having vague sexual feelings even though I was only 3. Yes, all of that and more I unburdened myself of as I sought to reduce ego more and more and more to the point where I was then flotitated and elevated to
Overlord status.
I went through training, 3-4 weeks of training, putting my hands around my mouth and saying the word
Overlord.
It was Overlord Bugs McKinney that helped me with that. And of course, Overlord Huggy or Suggy or Gloria Grover, who put the finishing touches on my reduction and eventual dirt floorism. Gloria Grover, that is, Overlord Huggy, is now hooked up with Overlord Bugs, yeah. And a lot of you are jealous. Many of you complained. You thought it should have been bigger, badder, better. You thought it needed something. I'm not here for you. I'm here for me. Do you understand?
Ed.
What did you call me?
I'm sorry. Overlord, please.
My name is Overlord Bugs.
Yes, I'm sorry, Bugs, but you have me scared.
If I could level another overlord...
I know. I'm sorry. I called you Ed.
Please don't do it again.
Well, don't give me commands. I'm equal to you. I'm an overlord.
What do you want?
And speak to me with respect.
What can I do for you, Overlord Sogi?
I'm just saying to you to ease it back a little bit. Don't get angry. This is a wonderful time for you. You're an overlord.
I am, huh?
Well, yes, but...
Well, then you should have found out what I found out an hour ago when I was about to tell the audience... that the overlords, in council before my flotation, decided to do away with the rank of priesterly.
Yes?
and so that everyone currently a priesterly was automatically elevated to overlord. So this was coming for 6 months, and no one told me about it.
Now wait, just...
No, Gloria, you didn't tell me, and you knew it.
I knew they were thinking about it, all right? I knew they were thinking about the eventual elimination. I didn't...
So now there is no such thing as priesterly class. Everyone who was a priesterly is now an overlord. Dr. Ben Overly, what about him?
Yes, he's now, I think he's now Overlord Cookie Monster.
How many of those are we?
It's nothing that should concern you.
We've got at least two Overlord Cookie Monsters now. And what about Overlord Tom Haddon?
Tom, who, the guy with the juice wagon?
Yes.
That's Tom Catton.
Oh, okay.
He's not in Elcott.
So I find out now that there is no such thing as the priesterly class. Everyone's an overlord. So we now have doubled the number of overlords. Originally 12, there's now 24 overlords. There is no priesterly. What's the next rung, then, below overlord?
You know, you ought to back it off a little bit, Ed.
What is the next rung?
All right, okay, I'll tell you. The next rung, you become an initiate.
Yes.
Then you become a novitiate. Then you become what is called wall-eyed, or the wallflower, or that which is stuck to a wall. In other words, you are in an ever-lasting, long-lasting educational, tuitional cycle. You're learning.
So I'm wall-eyed.
You're wall-eyed, or you are the wall, the wallflower, or the wall. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you, Glory. I don't know... Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, but as an overlord, I am allowed to ask these questions. And I think these are questions that need to be asked. Why are we... What is this?
This is the new... You know something, Overlord Bugs? You just ought to be happy with where you are right now. This is the new celebratory Sonic.
It sounds like some kind of African...
What a racist!
I don't mean that. I'm just saying it doesn't sound like the meditative sounds that we had.
Well, it's a new one.
Okay.
Break my castanets.
You're a woman. How can I do that?
It's a figure of speech, chump.
All right, look, Gloria, she walked out.
That's right.
This is Overlord Bugs Wilcott. And now, I give myself unto and into the Overlords for the final casting. This will be the final placement whereby I am bracketed, framed, and turned funky.
Ed?
Yes?
This is Overlord Casper. And this now, Ed, is your final casting. As you know, the prerogative of all the overlords is to recast, reshape, and mold the new overlord that are you.
Yes, I understand.
You don't need to say you understand.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to assume you do understand, Ed. We have decided that Bugs Wilcott is a very admirable name for an overlord. It bespeaks strength, it bespeaks a creativity, a simple-mindedness. And we feel, with the shattering of ego, what we need are more simple-minded simpletons sitting in a corner with their thumb in their mouth. And I say that with great respect now. Listen to me. I say that with great respect, Bugs, because we now are going to rechristen you as Bugsy Elcott, the Thumb.
I'm going to be what?
Look, chump, don't... I'm sorry. Thank you, Overlord Casper. I am now Overlord Bugsy Elcott, the Thumb.
That's right. May I ask why?
No, you may not. But I'll tell you, okay, because I happen to be in a magnanimous? Don't correct me. I happen to be in a magnanimous mood. We changed it because we need the Elcott name to live on, to vibrate on through the centuries. Elcott is the founding spirit of Elcott, the next step. Hevner Elcott, your great-great-great-great-grandfather. So we kept the name Elcott, and we extended Bugs to Bugsy. That means you're almost like a bug in a sea.
That is the minimization of ego that we are looking for. That's why we loved the overlord name that you chose of Bugs, but we extend it, extrapolate it, and stretch it to Bugsy. So I am now Bugsy Elcott. Bugsy Elcott, yes. What are you shaking your head at? Get a load of this thing.
I know, you know something, Casper? I said to him, you're going to have to really clean it up.
What am I doing wrong? I feel very betrayed by the audience. All right, get over it, will you? Get over it. The audience doesn't understand. They don't know what this is. They don't know what Elcott is. They don't know the foundational principles of Elcott and the ego shattering. They're just out there waiting for a big show. That's right. Well, they didn't get it. They got you putting your finger in your rectum and looking at your finger after you had it in your nose. And if they don't like that, they can suck it. Right? Right? Yes, yes.
And thank you, Overlord Casper.
Uh-huh.
So Overlord Casper now leaves the scene and has elevated my dear, dear, wonderful Bugsy. He is now Overlord Bugsy Elcott, because Bugs will cut.
I'd like to know why it...
Are you going to cry?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, my God, Ed, why are you crying?
Because... Because the name Bugs Elcott, or...
Bugs Wilcott?
Yes, because the name Bugs Wilcott was a name I picked out and I really like. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm crying.
Okay, take it easy. Well, you have a new name now, Bugsy. Bugsy Elcott. Bugsy Elcott the Thumb. Or, if you will, those of you listening, it can be if you encounter Bugsy on the street. Hello, Overlord Bugsy Elcott the Third.
Bugsy Elcott,
don't scrunch your face up like you're a 14-year-old girl going, well.
All right, well, what?
This isn't going too good, is it?
All I want to know...
Here comes Casper.
Ed, what is your problem now? Nothing. I guess I'm asking too many questions. You're asking too many questions, yes. Ed, you have been elevated to Overlord. You are now Bugsy Elcott the Thumb. And I'm sorry, but the reason why you... I guess you want to know why you're called the Thumb? Why? Because that's what Gloria jokingly called you. Didn't she call you Thumb Dick at one time?
Ed, it's about shattering ego.
Yes, she did. All right, well, we decided you would be Dr. You are Overlord...
Doctor?
Overlord Bugsy Elcott the Thumb, or Thumb Dick Elcott.
They didn't think that Thumb Dick Elcott would play in a lot of the mainstream media outlets that we appear on, so Bugsy is what they want.
Well, unofficially, you'll be Thumb Dick. Now, you know that she says that kiddingly. Well, yes, we understand.
Ed's... Well, I won't say.
You bet.
Ed's anything but a Thumb Dick.
Well, isn't that interesting? I didn't need to know that.
Why, are you jealous?
I thought maybe I had a shot. I heard he was a Thumb Dick. I thought I did.
Well, don't worry about it. You had no shot, Casper.
Can we get back to me?
Sure. God, did you see that?
Oh, Ed. Can we get back to me? So I want to know, now I am known as Overlord Thumb Dick Elcott. Is that right?
That's correct. Well, what are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing. What made you think I laugh? This is Overlord Casper. Very proud of our Overlord Thumb Dick Elcott, or, if you will, Bugsy Elcott the Thumb. Proud of him, and proud of all who have made Elcott the next step, the new brew, the coming thing among religious philosophies. Ed? When I was young, I put my finger in my rectum, then pulled it out and looked at it. I might have even sniffed it. That's the kind of small little clown I was. Yes.
Reduce ego. Reduce ego.
When I was a little boy, I reached into my diaper and threw it against the wall and went, ha, 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 Mom, something for you to clean up. Yes. Then I went to school and I threw up, and they made me stand in a corner while another kid got some paper towels, wiped it off the floor. Horner.
Little Jimmy Horner.
Yes. All hail Elcott. All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
When I was a little boy, I had to take my underwear off in the bathroom, 'cause I crapped myself. I left it in a waste paper basket. Then the nun came in and went, "Oh my God, what's the smell?" And she made the janitor get it. When she said, "Whose underwear is this?" I didn't cop to it.
Now you can.
I'd like to say, "Sister Angela, it was me, mine. It was me, Thumb Dick Elcott, my underwear."
And so, Thumb Dick, we have come to the conclusion. We've ended your ratification, and we have ended your, what we call, midgetizing. The ego is shrunk to the level of midget, or what we call idjit, as an ego and midget.
Oh, okay, now I get that. I was wondering.
Yes. You making fun of me?
No.
And Ed, you are now officially an overlord.
Well, he was official last week.
I know, but I'm just...
Thank you very much, Overlord Casper. And let me say to all of you listening, it wasn't big enough for you, huh? Boy, that really...
Just get over it, will you, Ed?
Frost blades.
This has been the further floatitation of Thumb Dick Elcott, a new overlord in the new brew.
Thumb Dick, that's great.
A great time to get a backstage pass to world-famous Phil Henry Show. Just go to philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass for less than $10 a month, or for less than like $7 a month for the course of the year. And a backstage pass gets you access to 60,000 hours of greatest radio content the world has ever known. It's the backstage pass from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And also every week, listen to now the new Thumb Dick Elcott podcast. It starts at, well, I don't know when it starts, but it's on Sunday. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Thumb Dick Elcott.
And welcome back to this special edition of the world famous Phil Henry Show, the floatitation of Thumb Dick Elcott.
Now, the overlords, in their wisdom, have decided that an expansion was necessary. What they call the Lee-magiditizing. Or demagiditizing, that is, taking me from midget to full-blown.
Right.
And we're talking ego. And so, Bugs Wilcott was a temporary overlord name that they decided did not bespeak my story.
That is correct, yes. And Ed, you're giving me side eye.
Well, I want to know whose idea was this.
Don't raise your voice to me, Ed.
And don't call me Ed.
All right, sorry.
What is my name?
You want me to call you Thumb Dick? Because that's what it is. I mean, I was trying to...
You could have called me Bugsy.
The overlords don't want that.
Well, they want Ed?
Well, it's either that or Thumb Dick.
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Thumb Dick, listen. You know I love you, and you know that you are now an overlord. That's a very impressive thing. The fact that the overlords decided to de-magiditize you and raise you up on high as Thumb Dick, that is, Thumb Dick Elcott, is a compliment.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God, you're questioning the overlords?
I don't mean to...
You question the overlords?
I don't mean to question the overlords. Overlords, I'm just saying it would have... How I accept your designation.
God damn it. You've been given a chance. You've been given a new lease on life. You're an overlord. Do you understand there's some men that would kill to be that?
I'm now Overlord Thumb Dick Elcott.
That's right. That's right. What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah, Yes, this is Overlord Casper.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt, but I heard Ed say, fuck it, or fuck that.
So you did say that...
Well, thanks a lot.
I'm sorry, but I have to be honest.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. You kind of looked to your side and you went, oh, fuck it, like that.
You know, Ed, I would think that you would be grateful.
I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. I think I've already said that. But I didn't know that my chosen name...
You're going to keep on... You want to just keep right on beating that dead horse, don't you? All right, can we get on with it?
Go ahead.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Overlord Thumbdick Elcott.
My name is Thumbdick Elcott. Thumbdick Elcott. I'm around the world, all around the world. Everywhere I go, they call me Thumbdick Elcott. I'm as bad as can be. My ego shattered under a tree.
Fuck it.
Ed?
I hope you'll come and see the new flotation center. Become a novitiate. Join us every Sunday. Hey.
Doctor. Yes, he is Overlord Thumbdick Elcott.
Yeah.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by, today, and today only, Thumbdick Elcott.
Yes, I was producing the show.
Executive produced by Thumbdick Elcott on Podcast One, all rights reserved, on Siempre Incorporated, also today known as Thumbdick Elcott Productions. Join us next week, won't you, for another lecture on the greatness of Elcott the Next Step with one of Hevner Elcott's descendants, Overlord Thumbdick. What's wrong with you?
I just don't...